Baby don't
Quiet
sleep.
On set.
Baby don't eat. How nice is it to be filming not in your house for a change?
It's pretty wild.
Because I know, like, all of our early years of Diff, your fucking gay ass would get all pissed off because you wanted to toast a waffle and you had to wait 20 minutes because Miles was doing a experimental horror film in your kitchen right next to your toaster.
Yeah, bro, because the bong rips will make me, you know, crave something special, especially that fridge water.
Yo.
You know, some late nights.
I get why, like, no joke, I go to your house very sporadically now since you and Miles moved away. But when one time I pulled up to when I was going to dog sit and your mom made me like a bacon, egg and cheese without even asking me if I wanted one. But I just remember that fridge water, bacon, egg and cheese combo homemade was so lethal, bro. Like,
yeah.
Damn, that fridge water.
Every morning, every night.
Fridge.
In the water. Dungeon.
In the dungeon.
In the dungeon.
With the Carmine?
Lady. With the lady?
No, with Carmine. Not with fucking.
Yeah, with Carmine.
All right, here we go. We're going to do this fucking thing. It is hot in here, even with the air on.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I, like, don't want the summer to rush. I really don't. But it's going to be nice that this studio won't be 400 degrees. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Dying to Talk. It's episode... we just read the description. I have no idea because I'm a little sloppy these days with releasing these episodes. At the time of recording this, it is August 1st, so you're most likely listening to this in October, or not at all. My guest today, the unofficial little brother of Dying Industry Films, we got Billy Goldstein. How you doing, Bill?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Hell yeah. I flew in from California just to be here.
Flew in from California just to be
Actually, I'm sorry. Flew in from Paris just to be here.
Flew in from Paris just to be on this pod.
Connecting flight to... You went from Paris, connecting flight to California, and then came to New York.
Yeah, London, Paris, to Cali, back here just for this pod. It's truly a pleasure.
Dude, I'm psyched to have you on here. Not somebody I ever wanted to have on the show, but because you're here, fuck it. You know, why not? How do you like the studio?
The studio is great. Not what I was expecting, but way better.
You were expecting shittier?
Nah, just, I don't know what I was expecting. Not this, though. It's a nice setup, very creative.
Thank you.
A lot of knickknacks everywhere, which is...
You got to have knickknacks, man. You got to. Whether it's a stormtrooper, whether it's a signed baseball by Mariano Rivera, a fingerboard, a finger hoverboard, a Beetlejuice Roman bust.
Roman what?
Or a small globe to let you know where we are.
Nice.
How's your week?
My week is great. Busy.
Very busy? Yeah. Hectic on vacation?
Yes, I'm on vacation currently right now, being back here.
I just came back from vacation. It was very nice. It was a good escape from the normal, like, daily life of myself, working three different jobs, sitting in front of a computer for hours, constantly overthinking and over-worrying about the future, being broke all the time. So when I went to the beach, I was like, I forgot all about that. I, like, was so present. And then the second I saw Five Corners in New Windsor, New York, it all hit me. I just realized how much I fucking hate Valesgate, New York. I've lived there 99% of my life. It's the worst town ever. We got a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Burger King, a Taco Bell, all within walking distance of each other. Three pharmacies, three grocery stores, three tire places, three auto part stores, three fucking Dunkin' Donuts, a Planet Fitness, an abandoned Kmart, and like 800 pizza chains, and everything there sucks.
It seems like you just named all the essentials to living, though.
But they're all right there.
Yeah, walking distance, the dream.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, sure. It's the dream when you're like 14 and you don't have a car. It's like, oh, I could walk to Burger King and Taco Bell right next to each other. When you're an adult, it's like, can we have anything else? It's just like you just stare at commercialism all day long. I guess it's not too bad because, like, if you go to the grocery store and they're out of eggs, you can go to the other grocery store. And if they're out of eggs, you can go to the other grocery store. And if they're out of eggs, you can go to Walgreens.
Yeah, don't get me started on eggs, bro.
In this economy, eggs are so fucking expensive, dog. But let's not talk about that. Let's open it up. Let's get right to it. Whose pants are these? Bill, I haven't done it the last two episodes. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I don't even know who I'm apologizing to at this point. Whose pants are these, Bill?
Well, these shorts...
Oh, you got shorts on. Sorry.
I got shorts on. So whose shorts are these? Mm. These are my father's
that
I inherited. You know, he's back in Cali.
Oh, you pointed up like he was dead.
I don't know if it's east, west, or up.
California, you know, is that way.
Right. So, my father, his pants, I think they're called something vintage. Don't know, but they got flowers on
them. They do have flowers on. They look pretty cool. They really do look vintage. I didn't know Bobby G was swagging like that personally, but now that I do know that, I have a lot more respect for him. I have a lot more respect for you now because you're rocking those sick shorts. I'm wearing shorts that I got at, what the fuck is that store that every...
Lululemon.
No. As a man, for all of you listening out there, if you rock Lululemon, if you rock Fabletics, dog, just... We know your girl runs your life. It's okay. But, like, have some balls. Put on some N1 shorts. Put on some Under Armour shorts like a man. Okay? Shit. Where the fuck did I get these? Marshalls.
Steel.
Yeah. $6. The zippers don't work. Worn them into the ground. These are my classic go-to short. It's hot as fuck outside. No need to dress stylish. I mean, we could do a whose shirt is this? Because I got a fly WWE Winter Tour t-shirt on and this cool hat that I've worn into the ground. And that concludes...
Whose shorts are these?
Whose shorts are these? All right, for those of you who don't know who Billy Goldstein is, I'm going to give him the chance to introduce himself to you. I'm going to start with a very simple question, Bill. Who are you voting for in the next presidential... No, I'm just kidding. Where are you from?
Well, originally...
You got scared, didn't you? Yeah. Like, huh?
The answer to that question is RFK. I'm originally from Newburgh, New York, not Vail's Gate.
I'm from Newburgh. I'm not from Vail's Gate.
Sure.
Vail's Gate sucks.
Sure. Born and raised, Newburgh, New York. That's it. That's where I'm from.
Boom. Spent your whole life here. You were... Oh, and for those of you who don't know, this is Miles Goldstein, one of Dying Industry Films' founding members, younger brother, Billy, who's appeared in Bro House, who has appeared in Pot Wings, real sleeper hit. Go check that one out. And I feel like you were in something else, too.
That one Difco promotion.
Oh, you were in our American Psycho commercial.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
If you guys haven't seen our American Psycho Dying Industry Films commercial written by Spencer, directed by Miles, go check it out. Because is it? Or did you direct that?
Which one, sorry?
The American Psycho commercial.
Oh, that was all me.
That was all Spence. Starring Spencer Conti. Written by Spencer Conti. Directed. Oh, that's what I just said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Directed by Miles. Jeez.
So a jack of all trades, one would say.
We're all jack-offs of all trades here. And would you consider yourself a jack-off of all trades now? Because you kind of, obviously I'll let you talk about it, but you kind of been killing it ever since you moved. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, you know, right now, currently living in, you know, Cali, dude. LA specifically, just because... Needed more opportunity, had family out there, perfect place to start up, comfortable, but still, you know, very uncomfortable, so, you know, very exciting, and got a job with a family friend who's an artist, so been working with an artist for the past 8 months.
Doing what?
Painting, making art, sculptures.
Oh.
Whole lot of different stuff, but... That's why it's awesome.
With a lot of, like, fabrication as well, or?
Doing all sorts of, you know, the canvas that he uses is always kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of room for, you know, different shit.
I remember when you and Miles moved. Miles was moving out there with a very specific goal, but I wasn't sure if that. Was that your goal directly when you moved out there, or you just wanted to...
Because
you graduated high school, hung around here for a year, and then bounced.
Yes, exactly. I originally wanted to go to college, wanted to try and play a sport, and then COVID hit, started skating and snowboarding,
ruined your fucking life.
Yeah, realized I wanted to not do school and that it wasn't for me, and that I enjoyed other things. So I decided not to go to college. Mm-hmm. Wait a year after high school, save up money. Miles and I decided to move to California. And then, but I was moving specifically just to try whatever I can try and be open to anything, because I knew that I wanted to do something I enjoyed rather than, you know, whatever brought the most money.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot of opportunity out there for us. So
absolutely. I mean, I'm in the same boat there with you. I know I'm like 1,000 years older than you, but I think that's very admirable. Just going, I mean, when you're that young, why not? If you fail, come home to mom and dad and try something else. But for a lot of people at any age, that's like, that seems too much of a task for them to even consider. I think I would probably hate California, other than the weather. I just, if everybody's like Miles out there, I know I wouldn't like it. But did you ever have like an affinity for art? Or because you always seem to me very much like lacrosse and sports and smoking weed and hanging out with Carmine.
Yeah.
And Fridgewater.
Shout out Fridgewater. Shout out Carmine. Was never certainly, you know, was interested in art, I guess, but as much as I was interested in film, you know, they're all very interesting to me. All the arts, all the crafts. Mm-hmm. Very cool, but nothing that I was never expecting to be working, making art and working for an artist. And
yeah, super cool. I was shocked too when you even said that, but then even, I mean, you know, you're killing it, it's working.
Yeah.
And it's something that you enjoy and something that you like. Do you plan on, because right now you're an assistant.
Yes.
Do you plan on like making your own stuff, or are you just kind of doing whatever?
Well, the great part about working with him is he's such a good boss. He at first really wanted me to learn all that I could learn. Mm-hmm. So when the time came, I could either produce stuff just for him or for myself. So the longer I've been with him, the more I've tried to just, when I have free time, make stuff for myself and for gifts and stuff. Shout out my mom. I was not originally, I was, you know, hanging around you guys in the diff. I was like, you know, move out there, see if I could get some type of film job in the industry, whatever I can do, but wanted to be in the arts of sorts. Mm-hmm. So definitely enjoy it a lot.
Would you recommend people your age or even a little bit younger going just move somewhere and figure stuff out first over the college? Because like, what would you have gone to college for if you went to college, or you wouldn't even?
I would have gone for, I don't know what I would have went for.
Mm.
Because nothing really, interested me in short term. So I just thought, why waste the money and why, you know, just go to college just to say I'm in college and do all that instead of, you know, because I'm so, you know, young. And even if you're not young, it's just better to, you know, when you have time to try different things, see what you like, what you don't like. And that's why I'm going to stick with the job I have now, because it's awesome and however long I'll be able to. But whenever you got to pivot, you know, you just got to be ready. Like, the key is just trying to make yourself be comfortable being uncomfortable, you know.
Damn, what Instagram account did you get that from?
Probably a comedy podcast of sorts.
Saying I'm going to college. I mean, I know so many people that just went just to say that they went. And it feels like going to college. I'm in college right now. I'm in school. Feels like a blanket statement, which is some sort of like defense mechanism, because when you're young and people start probing, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? What are you trying? It can be very difficult to navigate, because you don't have all the answers, and the people that are asking you those questions don't either, but they come off like that. And you can say, oh, I'm in college for this. Oh, good for you. You're gonna do this and then you'll be fine. It's like, that doesn't work at all. And I'm somebody that didn't know what they wanted to go to college for and still did anyway. So I'm still digging myself out of the hole from that mistake mentally and financially. So, yeah, I applaud you for not going to college. And fuck Michael for going to college.
I personally, I think if you know what you want to go, like if you know you want to be a doctor, an accountant, work in some type of specific field, totally go to college.
Yeah.
Use that degree. But, you know, for the college experience, I just wasn't looking for that. So there was no point for me to go just for the experience, and especially no interest in school. So
plus I think that debt.
Yes.
The debt that's waiting for you. Yes. Second you walk out the off the little stage with your little square hat on.
Unless you prepare yourself while you're in college.
Which is so hard to do.
Yes, but that's why if you, you know,
yeah,
go, if you know what you're going for and you put the work in like how you're supposed to and not waste the money, should be no problem.
Your parents didn't go to college, right?
They both went to college. They both did. They both have degrees in something that they do not use now.
So was that a lot of what you believe in, was that instilled by your parents, or was that kind of just you were taking? Because, I mean, it's so easy to look back and look at all your friends that went off to college and kind of absorb that perspective. But what would you say?
I think that I got very lucky that they're so chill about about us doing what, if as long as we are going to work for something, that's what they want. But also, I think, you know, having Miles, you know, not go to college off rip and, you know, follow his passion and do something like that, it definitely makes it a little easier for them to know, okay, you know, if they don't go to college, at least they're going to do something and not be a bum, you know, so. Yeah.
And yeah, as chill. That's a very valid point. And that's something I didn't even realize, like, because it's just the two of you. Yes. And I only have one brother. So there is, like, the older brother, younger brother dynamic, and there's always a comparison between the two, even if brothers are similar or very different. And I know for me, like, my brother went to college. We both went to college. My brother went because he knew what he wanted to do, and now he's doing what he wants to do. I didn't. Fucked up. Boom. So now there is, unfortunately, this comparison of, like, this brother's doing this. Oh, and this brother's still, you know, figuring things out. And it's like, well, it feels like I got it figured out. I don't.
Nah.
I fucking don't, Bill.
I get that. Yeah. It's also a lot, you know, I'm very lucky that Miles has a, you know, really cool group of friends that I grew up with and I've got to see, you know, all the different, you know, everyone kind of did different things. I got to see he had older friends who had more, you know, experience and just more life so they can give advice. And, you know, I got lucky with being the little brother worked out for me in the way that, you know, you just got to observe sometimes and take in what you can. So I got, you know, lucky with good group of people that he's friends with.
Being the younger.
Minus you.
Huh?
What did you say? Minus you, obviously.
Wow,
you know.
That's great.
Shout out the pod.
Yo, shout out Dying to Talk. Yo, spot dyingartistfilms.net.com. So many people have been mispronouncing our company name this past couple of days. I'm not going to out anybody.
Shout out industry to die.
Yo, that's kind of hard. Maybe we should change it. No, I got Dying Arts Films, Dying Films Industry, Dead Industry Films.
That's hard.
If it wasn't all over everything that we did. Anyway, back to the younger brother dynamic thing. I agree. I had your typical younger brother experience, but a lot of my older brother's friends and his peers kind of similar. Like, you know, they weren't assholes. They weren't bums. They all had some sort of goal and ambition. And you don't even realize how much you are taking in from, even though, like for you it's different because your house growing up, we were always there and always around you, around your family. I would see my brother's friends very sporadically, but the things you take in, no matter how much you are around these people, is interesting. You don't realize it until you get to talk about it on a podcast with your friend's younger brother. So there's that. Speaking of your brother's friends, if you had to pick one you like the least, which one would it be and why?
Well, I could say that, but I think we all know who the answer is. It's not really. Let's cut this. Cut that.
All right.
Cut that.
No, we'll bleep it out, but you can just say it.
Oh, I think we all, you know. Right. You know, it's pretty, you know, right?
It's so funny.
Because now it's easy. It's easy. It's not like, oh, Michael Lopez, because he, you know, is the best, you know. He's got it the most together, you know. It's like, no, shout out Michael Lopez.
I'm trying to coin this phrase for Michael. Moosey Low, because he just got a moose tattoo and Moose Lopez. Like, it's so dumb, but I don't know. There's something about it. I hope it sticks.
It's like Brooke Lopez.
Moosey Low, bro. Like, you don't know about Moose? Big Moose from the Berg? Guys, use the hashtag Moosey Low in the comments. The day somebody comments on our YouTube videos, I've made it. We get no interaction. It's so interesting. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's tough being one of the first people to start a podcast. You have to wait for these things to catch on.
Yeah, shout out this podcast, yeah, Mad, no, shout out Mad Underground.
Mad Under, so niche, it's...
So under the ground, it's above the ground.
Crazy. All right, so it seems like your favorite's Michael Lopez and your least favorite is... I noticed that you gotten significantly better. I mean, you still skate like a fucking toddler going half a mile an hour. But
shout out my
a
arm.
Lot coming from me going a mile and a half an hour. But when you moved out there, your progression instantly got... And you guys had the advantage you could skate all year round.
That's the biggest thing to me is...
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, the being able to skate all year round is the biggest thing because everyone's just always seasoned. And yeah, there's... And that's where it's, you know, it's totally different in these two. It's hard to compare, but out there, you know, when you find the cool people, they're so willing to just like put you cool on. People. Shout out Crescenta Valley Skate Park. They put me on, taught me how to nollie hard flip, that's fucking nollie hospital flip. You know,
yeah, doing the hospital flip nollie, I saw that and I was like, I fell off, bro. Like, I can't do that. I can't do anything fucking nollie.
Nah, some cool people. You just got to find, you know, it's like anywhere, though, you know, not everyone has, you know, homies that they can really just like always hang out with, always, you know, depend on, whatever. Like Newberg, you know, or at least the people that we're all boys with, you know, we got lucky. There's definitely some people that aren't as fortunate to have a lot of friends. You know, shout out the losers.
Yeah, shout out to all those fucking losers.
Shout out the losers.
Well, I mean, would you say because the skate culture there is so big, like here in the city of Newburgh, right? Like, there's the Newburgh culture.
Yeah.
But if you don't gel with that, and if they don't, if we don't like you, you're kind of fucked. You have to go to the next town over. But L.A., California, from what it seems like, I've never been there, but you and Miles are out there. I have other friends that are out there. The skate culture is so massive that it makes it easier to find your homies, but it's also like so much easier. I don't know. Like, it's a little intimidating as somebody that's never been there. Like, I just feel like if I went to one of those parks, I'd be like, oh shit.
Nah, it is intimidating.
I'd, like, panic as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, especially for me, I'm not trying to get hurt. You know, if I get hurt, I can't work. I can't, you know, do my shit. So I'm not really trying to get
fingerboarding.
Huh? Oh, fingerboarding. Yeah, I could accidentally land a kickflip.
Fuck. Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah.
First try.
Yeah.
No, the reason why I asked that because in the fingerboarding world, so many people, like, when they go, I don't skate because I'm afraid I can't afford to get hurt. And in my mind, I'm like, what do you do for a living? Like, most of those guys probably work at Enterprise rent a car, sitting at a desk.
Yeah, and that's how it was kind of before I like, you know, I was working at a pizza place, you know. If I, like, get hurt, it's whatever, you know. But it's now it's like, you know, I work with my hands, so, you know, and we have a place now. Yeah. So if I get hurt, can't pay my bills, then you know, my asshole roommate, you know, probably kick me out.
He won't.
Nah, I know.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck you, roommate. Nah, shout out the roommate. Miles.
Well, speaking on injury, you did have a pretty bizarre injury that happened. When was that? 2 years ago?
April 2022.
So 2 years ago. I remember that day. It's so insane. We were skating together. I leave. It instantly happened.
Yeah, so, and real quick, don't like skating too hard because I don't want to. I got hurt real bad. It is not fun. Mm. So I don't need to do that. That's why people in Cali, crazy what they, everywhere. Shout out to newer
people.
Shout out to people who, like, really put their body on the line, bro. That shit is scary as hell. But, yeah, with skating, measy, fucking measy, slippery as hell. With skating with the fellas, had a good time. And then it was meant to happen. Mike texted me. He said, yo, I'm about to be there. I was about to head out. And then he came. I was like, all right, let me try this trick.
So it was my fault.
Nah, it was supposed to happen. Okay. It was supposed to happen. So Mike texts me. I stay for a bit longer. This rail is calling my name over this little spot, trying to board slide it. Fell, ate shit mad hard. Probably the hardest I've ever ate shit, like 3 times. And then I was like, all right, fuck it. Let me get this. Mm-hmm. And then I try it again, and I slip out and land right on my elbow. Breaks instantly, obviously. The shock was crazy. I was on the most disgusting ground ever, but did not even think about it. I was just rolling around being like, fuck. do have the clip.
Yo, can we put that in? Are we allowed to share that or no?
Yeah, yeah, we'll put the clip in. We'll put the clip in.
We'll put it in right
now. I landed right on the tip of my elbow. And it broke.
So it shattered like glass.
It didn't shatter. It broke an inch apart. So this was sticking out. We'll show the picture of it right when I... Uh-huh. So I break it. I am on the ground. Shout out Moiko, Kev, Aiden, and... I don't know who else was there. I think just them. Mm-hmm. They helped me get up. I get my sweater off. I'm like, fuck. I fucked up.
Was it all purple?
Shit was fucked up. Big as hell.
Dude. Oh, you have the scar.
Yeah, but damn. I have the picture of it right when, because I'm like, take a picture of it. Because meanwhile, this is my senior year. I'm playing lacrosse.
Oh, you were still in high
school. Yeah, this is my senior year. So I had a lacrosse game like 2 days in like after. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know. Obviously trying to play. Dude. So it happens. I'm like, oh, is it bad? Because it definitely hurts. And they're like, one of them said, bro, he said, it might be tennis elbow. Bro,
I'm skateboarding, bro. That shit was football elbow.
Yeah,
bro.
So they got that shit off. They gave me some water.
Oh, man.
And then I thought it was broken, but I was like not trying to tell myself it was. So I was like, all right, put my shit in the car. I'm going to drive home. Have my mom bring me to the hospital to see if it's broken. Oh. And then, yeah, so I drove home from Meezy to basically the Alexis Diner. It was like 15 minutes driving, like with my arm hanging on my.
She just went right to the hospital. It's on the way.
Yeah, but I didn't know for sure. Yeah. I was like, did I, I called my dad. I was like, yo, what do you think I should do? And then I got home. She brought me to the hospital, waited in Newburgh or St. Luke's for like 4 hours.
Fucking hospital in the world.
Facts. Got the x-ray, broken as hell, said I needed surgery, put me in a cast for like the day or like for 2 days, and then gave me mad low Percocets for the pain, and then... did not help at all, dude.
Perk 10.
Perk 5. Like, so it didn't even help. It was like I was taking Advil.
They couldn't give you a 30?
No.
Crazy.
So, yeah. And then the next, and then like 2 days after surgery, they were going to put a plate in my arm with two little screws to keep it together. And then I was maybe if I wanted to get it taken out when I was older. And then they called an audible, which means, for those who don't know, like Spencer, it means it's like, oh shit, this ain't gonna work.
You can tell because he looked like, what does that mean?
We gotta figure it out. So it was like supposed to be an hour long surgery. It was 2 hours, and they ended up putting on like, I don't even know how long it is, but like big ass rod in my arm, and that shit is bumped.
You skate too slow, and you kind of, but on a rail, like skating a rail for the first, because that was like the first time you were ever trying to skate a rail, right?
Nah, I had board slides down, but I was just it was inside.
Yeah.
It was fucking measy, nasty.
I think watching that clip, and then a few months ago, Eric, who was one of the participants in Fight on Flat, we were skating this flat bar at Measy, and he went to, like, do a Smith and, like, popped too late, and, like, his leg scraped up the rail, and he just, like, he pretty much just did, like, a – he was fine. Like, he didn't fall or whatever. He's like, I think my leg is bleeding. He like takes his pant
Yo,
leg off,
and it's
and
like,
he had like a
this, right?
Vagina.
Yo,
on him. His shit was like that wide.
I know what you're talking about.
Those two things, and I'm like, yo, I hate skating. Right, I get why I'm a pussy sometimes when it comes to skating, because like I don't want to get. Thankfully, thank God, I've only ever gotten a concussion from skateboarding. I haven't broken it. That's a lie. I broke my tailbone. I did break my tailbone. So one thing.
You want to tell that story?
That fucking sucked. Hot dick, okay? Because to this day, it's still like there, it doesn't really heal, and there's nothing you can really do for a tailbone. And I'd even want to believe I actually broke it. I was like, nah,
the denial.
I just hurt it really hard.
The denial.
But the doctor's like, yeah, no, it's hairline, like crack, whatever, crack on my crack. So this is when the skate park was still kind of new. This was like 2019. I remember Charlie was still alive because he helped me get up after I had slammed. So my stupid ass is trying to learn like 50-50 grinds on the mini quarter pipe. But of course, like, and here's the thing for anybody that wants to skate or anybody that does skate, just commit. You're going to get hurt if you fucking don't. Bill, you didn't go fast enough. You got smoked. I didn't do the full grind all the way to completion, and I got fucking smoked. So anyway, I'm coming up the quarter pipe, but I didn't want to, like, get on top of the coping because I was still too scared. So I, like, try to half-ass put my trucks on coping like this, but I'm leaning too far back, slip out. I don't slide back in. And now the quarter pipe's literally smaller than this fucking desk. I completely miss the pipe and just fall right to my ass. And I thought I shit myself because it got so hot, and I was like, I was just like rolling around on the ground, like, ah.
Was that the initial pain? Was like that the pain? If it felt it like hurt you shit so yourself. Bad,
I thought I shit myself, and I remember Charlie and Chris helped me get up.
Does it feel bad when you shit yourself? Does it feel like painful?
No, but like, I mean, it's emotionally painful for sure. But yeah. And then I remember like I couldn't sit like. For weeks, I had to sit on, like, one cheek. I couldn't sit with my tailbone.
You couldn't sit double-cheeked up.
I couldn't see double-cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon. Hella ass. The sun is still out. Like, TT. I couldn't wrestle for a while because, like, when you roll or you take a bump. What, the donut? I bought one of those, and it's still, like, it was hard to go to the bathroom. And even every once in a while, if I slam onto my, like, tailbone area, thank God I've never... like re-cracked it, but last spring I fell so fucking hard on it skating this ledge I thought I broke it again, and I wasn't even in pain. I was just so annoyed. I was like, you gotta be kidding me again.
You're like nah, I just shit myself.
How's the snowboarding out on the West Coast?
Best snowboarding ever for me, because yeah. I've never been to Vermont. So compared to New Jersey and Wyndham. And
compared to Mount Vernon, New Jersey.
Compared to Mount Vernon, New Jersey and the Catskill Mountains, it is pretty fucking sweet.
Are you afraid of like full sending out there too because of your injury?
Yes. I do not full send anything at all because I'm simply scared.
Yeah.
I'm simply just scared.
I get why. I mean, you fucked up your elbow.
Yes.
At a very young age. You have a job now. Does it affect you like at all daily other than jerking off?
No, and no, because that was it's my left hand. I'm a righty.
Got it.
Although I could be ambidextrous if I really wanted to.
I sometimes am for myself, but it's just not the same. I guess that's why I do it.
Oh, nah. It'll just, when it's cold, it'll get a little stiff, and when it's rainy, it'll get a little stiff. You got to stretch it out a little bit, strain it. But other than that, just some cracks here and there.
Oh, there's one. Damn, that was good. That was timed. I'm going to have to boost that in post so it sounds like...
Yeah. Just I blow up.
Yeah, I could do that. I know how to do that because I use motionray.com. Just kidding, I'm not sponsored by anybody.
So this candle here is liquiddeath.com.
I stopped plugging them because I realized nobody listens to this podcast, so nobody's gonna sponsor me yet. That's what's up though. I think snowboarding on the West Coast looks so much more fun. I mean, East Coast sucks, even though it's colder. It sucks. Last couple of seasons sucked.
It's very nice for me because I don't have to, you know, the difference is, one, you can just drive. You'll be in the sunshine. Yeah. It'll be my nice 90 degrees, you know, whatever. And then you could just drive a couple hours and be there. With here, it's like cold as fuck, bro. You got to warm up the car. You got to like scrape off some, you know. So it's just... overall it's easier, but from my experience so far the snow has been way softer. Like yeah. Whenever I usually would wear like an elbow pad when I would go in New Jersey because mm-hmm. I'll fall and it'll be like concrete.
It'll be like, but plastic bottles and empty Gatorade yeah, bags
and
ice
and glass
razor blades glass I love New York brochures.
Yeah. But in Cali where I've been, or at least when mm-hmm. I've went, the snow has been very soft and chill. There is ice for sure, yeah. But like, you know, the consistency is what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was nice. Sending it this last season. I was learning boxes. I was getting pretty good at that. But same thing, too. Like, jumps and shit. I'm like, dude, if I blow out my knee doing a jump, I'll never forgive myself. But I also want to do it so bad. It's yeah. Like, how many people can say they, like, I, like, indie grabbed a snowboard off this sick, like, that is, it is cool, like, it is, and the board sports have always appealed to me, but I don't want to get hurt either.
I agree.
But honestly, I mean, I can't afford to get hurt, but I can't afford not to get hurt. I can't afford eggs. I can't afford orange juice because it's like $6.79 a gallon right now, which is fucked. So fuck it, we ball.
Yeah,
realistically
it'll only make you grind harder.
Yeah, facts. Have you, being in the heart of, you're in like downtown LA? Where are you?
I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, so have you seen any famous people?
Well, I've seen like famous, like when I was in Mammoth, I met Red Gerard, Olympic, won the gold medal at 16. And then for snowboarding. And then when I was skating, I met Chris Jocelyn.
That's fucking
saw
sick.
Saw Grant Taylor.
Really? I didn't know about Grant Taylor.
Yeah, he like started skating at the park that I would always go to. And yeah, they're just like, you know, kind of around. Miles just saw like Jack Black. We saw like Jason Segel, you know. But it's not, you see more people shitting on the sidewalk than you will celebrities for sure.
Yeah.
Which is totally cool. Keeps me humble.
It should. It 100% should. I think everybody should at least see somebody shitting on the sidewalk once.
Yeah. Or pulling, you know,
or
pulling
shitting
a wank.
Your pants on the sidewalk, which I've done.
Yeah, or shitting like onto a building so it like spreads down. Yo, it's so gross, but it's so effective. So gross.
It really will. You'll make your mark.
Literally.
For sure. Let's say if you never got that elbow injury and God or Allah or Tony Hawk said,
it's Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus
said
Christ.
you can full send it, but either only in skateboarding or snowboarding.
Would I be able to do the other one, just not full send it?
You would be able to do the other one, but you can never full send it.
Okay.
Which one would you pick?
Skating for sure.
Yeah.
Skating. You can just do it all the time. Skating is so cool. It's so same with snowboarding. They're so scary.
Snowboarding, so I think, scary. Is way scarier.
Yes. The extreme, you know, when you get extreme, but even that's where it's like, I don't know. The risk reward there is like the clip, the injury,
the clip,
you know,
the bitches liking
it's hard.
Clip.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the dudes being like, damn, I wish I could do that. You know,
interesting. Doing the trick or the guy doing the trick?
Doing the guy doing the trick? Like you, nah, like the dudes being like, damn, that shit was sick. Like being like, damn, I wish I could indie grab on a 20-foot jump, you know, being that, you know?
I feel like I ask some good questions sometimes and then I go, I don't even know what I would pick. Because like, to me, I think the coolest thing ever is the people that like get dropped off a helicopter and go down a fucking mountain on a snowboard and the snow is like 8 feet deep.
Yeah.
Because there's avalanches. You fall, you're dead. And who's going to come get you?
Yeah, and
the helicopter left.
It's a hard. It's also because like.
But then a tray flip crook is also the nastiest
thing but
ever.
Also like snowboarding like at such a high level too. Like you're probably so like intact with like the mountain and like you know it's a crazy like scenery and like you're just like fucking riding a board on snow. You know, and skating's the same, but it's more of like a you know a lot of times you're around like degenerates. You know, and it's like you know a lot of. Snowboarding could be a lot more just like you put headphones in and you just like look and you're like, damn, I'm on a big ass mountain.
I started
I
doing
could
headphones.
Die,
I know? Started putting headphones in when I go snowboard. I've gotten that comfortable. I used to be absolutely not. I'd put my phone music up on the chest. Now I'm going AirPods. I'm like, yo, I'm one time though I fell and my AirPod dude, it took me maybe 30 minutes to find it.
I lost my AirPods
stressing, bro.
Snowboarding, but not snowboarding. I made it first time using the AirPods on the mountain. I was like, not that bad. Not that bad.
Then you got shot in the parking lot.
Then some Englishman brought a sword out, and I didn't know what to... Nah, so...
Parry this, you fucking casual!
You, Jerry, you... Nah, they would say... Or, I was in a... That's what they say.
They call him Jerry?
Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I lost my AirPod. I was in the car, had it on my lap, and then I just got out of the car... And they just fell off my lap, and I didn't realize till like 2 minutes later, and I was like, ah, they're gone.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. Shout out to AirPod.
I have a huge bucket list.
All right, tell me top three.
Top three? Well, for the longest time, I always wanted to see my name in the credits at a movie in the movie theaters. I did that, and then realized how meaningless that was. So
it's pretty cool. It's not. It's fun.
It was like... I don't know. Maybe I romanticized it so much in my head, but like, it didn't feel like I accomplished anything. It's just like, oh yeah, my name legally has to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but definitely being in a feature film is one. Moving out of my mom's house, which seems like it's Gonna be never a possibility. That's not true. And what would be my third one?
Learn how to juggle.
I can. I used to know how to juggle.
Me too.
I used to. I fell off really hard. Remember? Learn how to juggle. I would like to get good at balloon animals. Remember last year? I was like really trying. I was like holding up production. I was like, hold on 1 second.
Yo, learn magic,
dude. Yeah. Let me tell you a fucking story. I don't think I've shared this before on the podcast, but when my dad died, I got really into magic. I tried to do this magic show in sixth grade, and I botched the whole thing.
Was it the one that was as the talent show?
It was like talent show pre-screenings in my sixth grade classroom. And I remember...
The old bunny in the hat?
No, I had like a bowl trick where I'm like... And then I show the bowl... And then the trick is, like, you hide it in your hand by going, like, it's, like, when you go like this, it's really back here. Sorry, midget. Sorry, Chris Angel. Just didn't mean to expose your whole shit like that. Midget. But when I went to, like, put it in the bowl, I dropped it, and I dropped the bowl. And then I was like, damn it. And then I tried to do another magic trick, and it didn't work. And then I tried this thing where there was, like, it was this illusion. I kept dropping shit. I was just so nervous. And nobody laughed. Thank God. But I think I was still riding that his dad just died sympathy wave. So I could have probably done a rap song. I could have said a slur and everybody been like, oh. But yeah, not doing magic.
So how many times have you crapped yourself?
As an adult?
Nah, just in life.
Twice.
Word.
Only twice. That's not bad. It's not bad. Wish I can say the same for my mom. Sorry, Mom. I just put you on blast. she don't listen. Twice. Yeah. So I guess in the bucket list thing, being in a feature film, moving out. I guess maybe doing a tray flip.
Okay. I get that for sure. Okay. New question.
Yeah. Asking me questions.
I'm taking over the interview. All right. All right. 5-year plan.
Damn. 5-year plan is to
network. Could be very broad.
Network and grow as a individual, as a business owner, and as a career journeyman.
So metaphorically grow, not physically.
Yeah, I mean, it would be. I don't know if I want to get any bigger per se. I would like to get in better shape. For sure, I would like to be out of my mother's house. I would like Kara and I to have our own life started together. Although she'd have pissed me off today, so maybe not. Get new lights for the company because I hate these. What's very simple? Buy new SD cards. I'm just going to aim so low so that way in 5 years, they're like, oh, he did everything he said he was going to do. What else?
Because we're going to put this in a time capsule and we're going to look at this 5 years from now.
We're going to put the whole studio in a time
capsule. We're going to put the whole studio in a time capsule and we're all going to look at this 5 years from now and we are going to reflect and be like, has shit gone down or up?
All right, so I'm going to call it out right now. I'm going to move out of my mom's house, be in a feature film in the next 5 years, get new SD cards. Got that. Get new lights. I can do that tomorrow. But knowing my ass, I'll procrastinate and bring it up in the next diff meeting for the next 5 years. No, seriously.
It was Tray Flip 5.
Tray Flip. That's definitely. I landed one. I have landed one. And I fell so fucking hard right after. So it doesn't count. I guess I would just want to be a little better at practicing the things that I'm, like, reading about in the book and the things I'm learning in acting class and not be so worried all the fucking time. I think that's the most important thing. I can't say I'll be a millionaire in 5 years. But 5 years ago, I couldn't even say what I'd be doing now. So I guess to be sitting here in this room having a podcast that 27 people watch, not doing too bad. So, yeah. What's your 5-year plan, you fucking Jews?
Run Hollywood, control the weather.
Let me rephrase that. What's your 5-year plan?
Live in another place. I don't know. I don't really got one, you know?
It's kind of hard to say, it is. What are the next 5 years looking like when you know what tomorrow is
like? Or just, like, you know, goals in the next 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
I'm more thinking about, you know, the next...
Mr. Stable Career over here.
Wait, can we have Michael Lopez come on the mic?
Brand new shoes in 5 years.
Can we have Michael Lopez come on the mic and say his goal and that's for the next 5 years?
All right, Mike, get up here, brother. Billy, get out of the seat. Spencer, you can go next.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Lopez, the
how you doing?
CFO of Dying Industry
Films.
Yeah,
it is sweaty, but I kind of like it.
Moosey Low.
Moosey Low. Can I see it from here?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well.
We could take a picture of it and put it up. So, Moosey Low, what's your five-year plan?
Five-year plan. You know, the first thing that comes to my head, I want to run the New York City Marathon. And I tell you guys that all the time, but like.
I thought you did it. You didn't do it?
No, I ran a 5K in Central Park.
Okay.
You know, that's just the first step, you know. Close. Yeah. That's the first thing. I don't know, what's second? I want to bench 225.
I've done that. Fucking did that shit years ago, pal.
Hey, man.
I'd have a hard time.
Everybody has different journeys. I'm getting up there. I'm getting closer.
What are you at right now?
I did 180.
Oh, you'll get. I give it 3 months. Less than 3 months.
So.
All right.
I'm gonna buy a house within the next 5 years. I know that. Like, I'm on track for that.
Once that recession hits.
Yeah, literally, I'm gonna become the next BlackRock.
Hell yeah,
that's the dream. And I want to get a dog in the next 5 years. That Frank will have somebody to.
Yeah, Frank and Jake will have a neighbor.
Yeah,
Addison's probably listening to this punch in the air right now. Like, what about me?
I know, about right? You. It's all right. She's everywhere in this plan, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. And that's Michael Lopez's Moosey Lowe's five-year plan. Up next for touting their five-year plan. We're doing this. We're all going. Spencer Conti,
I got the hardest fit in the studio right now, pretty sure.
What's on your shirt? Is that a
paint? Oh. No, that's actually ink.
Okay. All right. Ink. So Spencer Conti, the second man of diff in this room.
5-year plan. I want to travel to Europe. Just travel, not anything crazy. Definitely travel to Europe and Asia. I just want to get both of them. And that's a big one. Move out of my parents' house. That's a big one. Visit my grandpa's land in Arkansas.
That's very doable.
I know. That's like a road trip that I feel like we just need to do. And then, like, we bring some camping stuff, and we trek into the lot of land, and we just find a little place, and we just camp for a day or two.
Yeah, maybe experiment with each other, too.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo. All right, what else?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just in the woods. What's a good career one? I wanna oversee the production of a major Dying Industry Films production.
All right.
Whether it's, you know, a documentary, which, hey, there's so many little, there's a continual strain of actual real people doing this to us all the time, with, hey, we shoot a documentary, essentially. I can think of two right now. So it's like
so many
exactly. So it's like, you know, we're sitting good. Yeah. One of these within these 5 years, we'll get. That's one of my goals. Okay. A big Dying Industry Films production that we're us three are, and hopefully we can get Miles from across the coast over here. All
right.
Yeah.
Anything I
think
else?
That's it. Let me think. So you know, actually, yeah. There's a couple fitness goals like bench. 225. I want to get. I think I actually could probably do this if I just was in the right. If I just take a break of smoking, 7.5 minute mile or a 7 minute mile, really. What was the other one that I really wanted to do? I think I want to squat more. Mm-hmm. That's the other big one. I want to join the 1,000 pound club. Nah, I'm probably not. I'll do the 750 club.
I was very close in high school to the 1,000 pound club. I couldn't clean very much for shit. That's like the hardest one for me. And now, like, I go to Planet. I hope to go to Gold's, but there's no, you can't clean there.
Yeah, yeah. There's no free weights.
Yeah, at Colts.
No, sorry, Planet.
At Planet. You can't, like, there's no free barbells.
Only clean you can do at Planet Fitness is a...
No, you got... And you got the 60... You got the 60-pound barbells. You can clean those.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how you're going to get to 1,000 with 60 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So in 2029, we'll those look back at this.
Yeah.
And go... Yeah. Maybe whoever got the least of their goals accomplished has to buy everybody else dinner.
Everyone gets to throw three eggs at them.
Three.
At their back. At their bare back. At their bare balls back and behind.
If you have all five of your goals completed, you get two additional eggs at no extra cost.
That's good. And you can choose. It doesn't have to be the loser. You can choose who you throw the eggs at. All right. You heard it. We've recorded it, so we're locked in, even if we, you know. Yeah. All right, Bill, get back in here.
All right, new five-year plan. Because I got inspiration for you guys.
Yeah, after hearing you guys, I want to go again.
After hearing you guys, I'm going to go again. So, still want to live in another place. Want to travel more. Want to get jacked. I want to get absolutely yoked. And I want to learn how to play the bass.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds like you just summed up both of theirs and made it your own.
Plus the bass, yes.
Okay.
Getting jacked was more of a, you know, I thought of it first, you know. I'm the closest one there, clearly.
Yeah. See back over there and my 5-year plan is lock in. That's it. I know what I got to do. Yeah. It would be cool to go to, like, a family dinner and be like, guys, I got this. But also, I know how much food my brother eats, so
that's a long time. Or just buy two cartons of eggs and be like, damn, bro, I hope I have enough money
to
pay
the bills. I would like to go grocery shopping and not sweat about it. That's my 5-year plan.
I would like to
Which
not
is why
sweat.
This November, I'm just kidding. Fuck that. No politics on this podcast.
Since I took over this pod, new question.
This is great. I feel like I never get to talk about myself ever.
Okay.
Such a fucking lie.
All right. Goals as an uncle.
Oh.
What type of influence do you want to have on the youth?
Well, I don't know because my nephew's got a haircut today and they made him look like a douchebag. He looks so adorable with his long, like, curly hair. And sorry, Mayan and Anthony and everybody in the family. His haircut makes him look like a little douchebag.
Did they fade him up?
He got like a little like.
So, now that I've taken over this podcast, what type of influence would you like to have on your nephew?
Well, I would like to hope that I have a good relationship with my nephew and improve my relationship with my brother because we get along, but we're definitely on two different wavelengths, and that's probably never going to change. But I'd like to be there as always a positive influence and somebody that he can look up to because my brother's very oriented in the traditional things and sports and yada, yada, yada. I'm pretty much the opposite. And whatever he chooses to do, just help him out wherever he can. Unless he's a bum, in that case, I won't help him. But in 5 years, he'll be six, so he'll be in kindergarten. I just want him to get old enough that I could just, like, power bomb him off, like, a table or something. Yeah. And him be totally fine.
It's like another year or two. You're good.
Right? Yeah, probably, right? It's coming for you. Nico, little punk bitch.
All right. 5-year plan on what sponsors you would like to have for Dying to Talk with Mike Perillo.
Liquid Death would be cool. I feel like to want sponsorship and to want is bugging, but like since you're asking, Liquid Death would be cool. I don't know. I would say like Manscaped or something, but if I'm being honest, I cut my dick the last time I used one of those things, and I'm not a fan. So,
probably not that.
That
bad question. Okay. I'm sorry. Cut that.
You got one more question before we move on.
All right. This one's good. How would you like to see the production and just the whole dying industry film company progress in the next couple years?
I would like to see a company where all of us are playing to our strengths and not having to do everything. I mean, we're small, or we're still growing, and we've definitely got a long way to go, but we have come far. I would like to see a world where we don't have to set up everything and do everything, and we can be like, hey, this person, can you do this while I go do that, and just be more efficient, streamlined. I would like to have another feature film under our belt. I would like to have a loyal audience. I don't want a big one. We don't need to be the next Mr. Beast or whatever. That's superficial as fuck. I would like for people older than us to take us a little bit more seriously. I feel like there's a back and forth, like, yeah, you guys are young and hungry, and then it's also like, you guys are young. So it's like, you know, but in 5 years, we'll be older.
And you can say that to all the other podcasters and be like, sure. Part of the game.
If I still have the show in 5 years, I really hope whatever I'm doing is going to be worth talking about.
It's what it's all about. Just keep doing the eps. One day, pop on someone's reel to be like, yo, this dude's sick as fuck.
This dude's fucking...
This dude's so chill.
I would be kind of funny to see if, like, this blew up and, like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. I would just be like, I wonder what people think about this in a negative context. Because being negative... Negativity does kind of generate income for people. Everybody gets made fun of on the internet is always rich, some way. Maybe besides, like, pedophiles.
And that's why this election I'm voting.
Anything else for Diff? I'd like to have a sick merch store that people can go to and buy our stuff. Instead of countless failed t-shirt ideas.
Would you like to expand, like, where you're located?
Absolutely.
How far are you thinking? Or long?
That room would be cool.
Yeah, sick.
Or in the room behind that would be nice, too. I would like to have it all in one location. Like, dream scenario. Let's say I have infinite resources at my disposal. I would like to have a big, like, metal building. Like, one of those, like, behind my house that has everything we need. And we can just do whatever the fuck we want. And we're all gajillionaires. And we all have hot wives. And a good family. And all of our houses are next to each other. And we
on a cul-de-sac.
And I want all of us to really get this idea in our heads that behind Halley's Comet is an alien spaceship that's going to take us to heaven. And I want us to all get matching outfits. And I want us all to drink Kool-Aid. And ascend to the higher state of being.
You don't want to fight till you guys just get sent to Valhalla?
Bro, if I get an apartment in Walden in 5 years, I'd think I'm fucking Bill Gates. So that's where I'm at. The bar is so fucking low. Mike, if you're listening to this, lock in.
Great. Well, it was really nice having you here.
Thank you.
Let's probably start wrapping this up.
Yeah, I got a new book out called I Plead the Ninth, which is all a wacky baseball story that I just happened to write about. All right, moving on. Fuck you. All right, now it's time for Ballin' at What Cost. We got some items here curated for you via Michael Lopez. I can't wait for us to have a fucking monitor so I can just look at it.
Are they old marketplace finds?
Yeah. All right, so today...
Yo, I have a guy named Jamie, so you could be like, yo, Jamie, pull that up.
Yo, Jamie, pull that up. Thanks. So, all right, so today for Ballin' at What Cost, we have... Should we do all five since there's five items? Should we really put Bill on the spot here? Fuck it. First time ever, Bill, you're going to get five items. Five items, and you have to list them from least expensive to most expensive. Okay, I'm going to list off these items. These are all coming from Facebook Marketplace. Via Michael Lopez. So up first, we have a Jersey Mike's Subs skating board. We also have a OJ Simpson signed Buffalo Bills helmet with court visor, a Minecraft lamp, a Jabba the Hutt statue, Coco the Gorilla life-size 1986 Dakin vintage gorilla, 50-inch tall, 98-inch arm span, stuffed figure, and a J-33 jet engine turbine.
What?
Yo, okay. So guess the price from least expensive to most expensive.
All right, so I'm going to say the Minecraft lamp's got to be the least expensive.
Okay.
And then, what was it, Jersey Mike's?
We have a Jersey Mike sub skating board. The OJ Simpson helmet.
Okay, I'm going to say that's got to be the most expensive. Wait, what was the gorilla?
Coco the Gorilla life-size 1986 Dakin vintage gorilla, 50 inches tall, 89-inch arm span, stuffed figure.
I'm going to say that's the most expensive. Then O.J. Simpson.
Wait, sorry, you lost me. So Minecraft lamp, least expensive. What's the second?
No, I'm gonna bounce from... Okay, so least
that's
expensive
as fuck for me.
All right, least expensive is Minecraft.
Okay.
So that's bottom. Okay. Most expensive is Gorilla. And then O.J. Simpson... And then it was a turbine, right?
A jet engine a turbine.
And then I'm going to say that's third, okay. Right? And then I'm going to say, because then it's just the Jersey Mike skateboard.
And the Jabba the Hutt statue.
I'm going to say...
One, two,
that's
three,
cool, that's cool.
Four, five. It is six, I'm all right, sorry.
That's
six
cool,
item.
That's cool. I'm going to say the Jersey Mike skateboard is more expensive than the statue.
The Jersey Mike skateboard is still more expensive than the statue. So you're going Minecraft lamp.
Yes.
Jabba the Hutt statue.
Yes.
Jersey Mike skateboard.
Yes.
Jet engine turbine.
Yeah. OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson and then Coco the Gorilla.
The Coco the Gorilla.
That's your final answer. You're locking that in. I'm sorry, Bill. Incorrect. You were almost there. You were almost there. So the Minecraft lamp was going for $20 on Facebook Marketplace. The second to last least expensive item was the Jersey Mike's skateboard at $200. After that was the Jabba the Hutt statue at $300. Then Coco life size 1986 Dakin vintage gorilla, 50 inches tall, 89-inch arm span.
How much is that?
For $450.
That's a steal.
Addison Pookie Parker said, on my way home, !! Michael, by the way. Then the O.J. Simpson signed helmet. And then, you fucking idiot, a jet engine turbine was cheaper than a gorilla.
Yo, it's vintage.
$5,000 for the jet engine turbine. And it works.
Nah, but what's more vintage?
What is that? The show's not called What's Older.
Nah, but you got to think about it. Like the more vintage it is, the more people are going to want it because the demand is so much lower. I'm into this stuff,
you mean
bro.
Demand's higher.
Shout out E30 Thrifts, bro. Scamming people left and right, bro. Scamming people.
Yeah, I could do 30 for that. McDonald's tea. It's got ketchup all over. Fuck it. Nah, I'm just kidding. I like Emilian.
Nah, shout out Emilian.
Shout out Emilian. Yeah, so you didn't win Bonnet. What cost? All right, moving on. How was Paris? How was Europe?
Oh, well, so I hit Barcelona, and then we went to Perpignan, which is in the south of France.
Is that how you really say that?
That's how you say it.
What is it?
Perpignan. It's Perpignan.
Perpignan.
Yeah. So we went there. We were in Barcelona for 5 days, Perpignan for 2 weeks. Mm. And during that 2 weeks, we went to Costa Brava, which is in Spain. And then after the 2 weeks, went to Paris. And then in Paris, in the middle of that, hit Amsterdam. Coolest place
ever.
Did you
go to the red light district?
Of course we went to the red light district. Couldn't find the blue light district for Emilian, but had a great time at the red light district. It was way too expensive to actually enjoy.
What are the prices? What were like
100 for 20 minutes?
Unlimited access or like
nah, you gotta think about it, because if they're tested and they're all that and this is their livelihood and their job, they're not gonna give you the, you know, without condom, right? So that's out of there. No kissing, no taking videos.
You get a prostitute and you kiss her, you're so bad.
Nah, that's really wild.
So
but like,
bad.
No, I don't know. It's very restricted because, you know, they're not trying to
get... It's respectable. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. But so funny to look at, especially if you're like...
Are they really just chilling in the windows like
They're literally in the window looking at you like that. It was Emilian and I. Emilian.
That's
it was,
fucking
we were walking.
Crazy.
They'd be like... You know, but they wanted both of us at the same time,
Emilian,
but they wouldn't put the rate down.
One.
Crazy.
You should have like interviewed one of them for his like videos.
Yeah. Super funny to walk through while on, you know, supplements, and really awesome place. Cool ass fucking
people.
By taking
emergency vitamin C supplements.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Rhino 300 and Magic Truffles.
Dude, there's an idea for a challenge. Take a Rhino pill and go to the red light district and try not to buy a prostitute. Level impossible.
Nah, super easy. They really are really, it's hard to look at, you know, you watch and you're like, you know, cause they're just like there, you know, to buy like at a store. It's
okay,
pretty
what
wild.
Else about Europe? Let's get out of the red light district.
Yeah. Fucking sick though. like the red light district. So sick. Yeah, beautiful places. Amsterdam was so awesome. Super fucking funny. Random ass experiences. Only there for like 10 hours and had like the weirdest, funnest time. And then went back to Paris, chilled there for the couple days, then back to the homeland, the States. Nice. But when we were in Paris, it was during the Olympics, so it was a bit restricted, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Were you, you guys left before the open ceremony even
started? Right before it started, oh, okay. Yeah. All right,
so we you left didn't get to see anything. Could you go to the Olympic? Like, can you?
Yeah.
You can just go and watch, or do you have to get paid again?
You'd have to pay to. You, okay. You have
but
to pay.
But it is like open to.
Yeah, that's yeah. Cool. Just but you gotta pay. You gotcha. Know, not as expensive as people would think. You know.
Really.
Yeah. Hmm. Like under $1,000 to like see a game. You know, under probably under. Probably under like $500. You know, I saw like the men's basketball or like, maybe not like the U.S. men's basketball team, but a men's basketball team. It's like $50. You know, which is like very yeah. reasonable.
Interesting. All right. But and now that you're back in the homeland, now you're back in the States, and you're going home back to California in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
What are some key takeaways from this trip? Any sort of vacation, like I mentioned earlier, revitalizes, or you just come back with some sort of piece of information. Is there anything that you gained on your summer vacation that you are excited to take back with you?
Nothing specifically except for just more of like perspective on being around, you know, staying in a small town where there's not many tourists, just like hanging around, indulging in the culture, seeing what it's like. And then also just meeting people from all different places, all different backgrounds. Super cool. You know, being like annoyed to see Americans is like very like it's not regular, you know, and going into places, coming back here, you're like going to buy some shit at the store and you're like, okay, I could speak English, you know, because most of the time you're just like speaking the most like broken French or Spanish or fucking whatever. It's definitely tough, but it's so cool being in another place. But America fucking rules.
Hell yeah.
Shout out guns.
Shout out guns and burgers.
Shout out guns and
Cybertrucks.
In-N-Out Burger, yeah.
That's what's up. I haven't left the country yet.
Overrated, don't do it.
All right.
not so sick. Gotta do it.
I mean,
gotta
why would
try
I leave
it.
Newburgh, New York when Billy Joe's there for me every weekend?
Yeah. You know I mean? I'm telling you though, don't expect to see a Billy Joe's in France or Barcelona. You will
what
be completely disappointed. No.
Nothing. Tony's lunch.
Yo, and also
Hacienda Skate Shop? None?
No. But damn, yo, tacos in France are not tacos, bro. I'm just warning anyone who might go to France. Not tacos.
Well, why would you
do not
tacos
get them.
In France?
Because you would expect it to be like it's so close to Spain. They probably got some good ass Spain, you know, because they're all about paella and tapas, and you know, tacos are basically tapas because it's just small dishes. So Spain, fire fucking tacos. France, it's literally not a taco. It's like a burrito. It's like a flat burrito with chicken fingers and chicken nuggets, and it's so much nastier than American fast food. You would be so surprised.
How was the baguettes?
Yo. All the bread there and the pastries, fucking insane. So cheap, too, dude. So cheap. But water's mad expensive there. €3 for a water bottle. And that was in Amsterdam. But, like, when you go to a restaurant, bro, you gotta pay for tap water? You gotta pay for water? It's
how many,
crazy.
€3 for a...
But you don't tip.
But you don't... Oh, that's true. But you don't tip or pay taxes. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty sick.
Well, maybe one day I'll trek my way out there and have some bread and a mid taco. Who knows?
I'm bringing over and I think that all Americans should start doing the no tipping thing. Just stop tipping. It's stupid.
Classic Jew.
No need.
All right,
yo.
Bill.
Yo.
Well, thank you for... All right, Bill. Well, thank you for coming on. It was good seeing you. I know we got to only skate like one day this week. I don't even know if I have time to skate until you go back. But best of luck. Hopefully, we'll see you soon down the line.
Thank you.
And, yeah, maybe we'll go out to California next.
Yeah, maybe we'll take this pot out to Cali. Yo, shout out to Cash. Shout out Mike Perillo. Yo, thank you, Dying Industry Films. It was a pleasure. I'm out of here. Thank you.
All right. And everybody, if you stayed to the end. Oh, one last thing. You've seen the show before. $20 or the mystery box. All guests have the chance to leave here with something.
So I get $20 or the mystery box.
Or the mystery box.
Mystery box.
All right. Good. That's very good. Here you go. I'll let you open that.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's not Legos.
That's right. You were going home with four empty water bottles, good for, was that 20 cents at your local recycling center?
Is it only 20 cents?
5 cents a bottle.
Oh.
All right, Bill. Okay. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for everybody that stayed to the end. As always, like and subscribe. Leave a comment if you like this episode. Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you like the show, if we should even bother to keep making these episodes. And I promise I will try to be more consistent with making these episodes.
If this video gets more dislikes than likes, Mike will throw one egg at me.
All right. You heard it here first. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Michael. This has been the end of the episode. Good night and good luck.
Nice.
Good.